we look at the history of Christianity, we're often struck at the beginning how the apostles go out to the corners of the world and preach the gospel and spread the faith. And in a perfect world, we might like to think that that's the story, that the faith goes out, and from there the world knows Christianity, and the faith just continues to spread. But the way God has designed our world, it does not often work that way. In fact, we see throughout history, there is the preaching of the gospel, the acceptance of the faith, and then unfortunately the gradual loss of the faith. And this cycle has to keep repeating itself over and over again. We preach the gospel and people are converted and they choose Christ, and then over time we become lax, errors creep in, and pretty soon what was once a Christian place is no longer. We find ourselves today in need of what the Holy Father has called the new evangelization. And in fact, this wouldn't be the first new evangelization that we've needed in our history. That is a recognition that in many places that have traditionally been Christian, that were evangelized the first time, the faith has fallen away. Error has crept in, and people have abandoned the faith. This was true at the time of St. Dominic as well. One day, as he was going through southern France, a very Christian country, he noticed that all throughout that region, the people had ascribed to a new heresy, a heresy called Albigensianism. Albigensianism essentially said that all matter is bad. We are spiritual beings, and that this material world and everything material is evil, including our bodies. Well, that's an old heresy that had started with the Manichaeans, that St. Augustine was so involved in, and it had come up again in the 13th century at the time of St. Dominic. So St. Dominic decided that he needed to do something to combat this heresy, because he saw that it was overtaking the church, and indeed it spread very widely, and were it not for the preaching of St. Dominic, Albigensianism could have taken over half the church. But St. Dominic decided that he needed to do something about this, and he founded his order of preachers, because he felt that this heresy was spreading largely because people were uneducated in their faith. They didn't know the truths that were supposed to have been handed on from the apostles. But an interesting thing about St. Dominic's order of preachers, along with St. Francis, they both had an interesting idea for going out and preaching the gospel. There were others who would go preach the gospel, but they often came in their finery and their riches, and they kind of saw themselves as the upper class, the educated, who were going to come teach these lowly people. St. Dominic thought that this was part of the reason why the preaching wasn't very effective. So he decided, and St. Francis in a similar vein, that if we're really going to go out and preach the gospel, they wanted to do so as mendicants, as those who beg. When St. Dominic came preaching the gospel, he did so as a poor person, as a beggar. And the people saw in this that his message is authentic. He is not someone living in lavish luxury who preaches some gospel of, you know, abandonment to the cross that he knows nothing about. Rather, St. Dominic lived the life of a mendicant, a beggar, and he went around as an itinerant preacher bringing the message of Christ to a people dangerously uneducated and falling into heresy. We see in our own day that same great need, and why we need a new evangelization. So often we look around our society today and see how people do not know their faith, and they too are in danger of all the heresies of the modern world. The Albigensians taught that things like divorce, abortion, murder, and suicide were all good, because the idea is to get out of this world and get to heaven, and nothing we really do in the material world will matter. There's a bit of Albigensianism that runs through our society again today. We need more St. Dominics, more preachers to go out and spread the truths of our faith, and not just the ordained preachers, because there's a far fewer number of us than there were in the day of St. Dominic. We need all of us to go out and to combat heresy where we find it, to teach people their faith. Finally, one day, as St. Dominic was frustrated that he felt that he wasn't making much progress in his mission, Our Lady appeared to him. And he complained to Our Lady, saying, "I'm going out trying to do good work, and I'm not having much success. What is wrong?" Well, it was a similar question as to what the apostles were asking Jesus today in the gospel. Why can't we do this? Jesus tells them, well, you need to have more faith. In another gospel, he says, you need to pray, to fast. And so Mary appears to St. Dominic and says, it's no wonder you are not successful. You need to have more recourse to me. It is through the salutation of Gabriel to me that the Word of God first became effective and incarnate in the world. It is therefore through the repetition of these words of St. Gabriel, Hail Mary, and recourse to my maternal intercession that you will be effective. And she gave him the famous rosary prayer. After St. Dominic introduced the praying of the rosary to his order, he became very effective, and he put down the Albigensian heresy, and the love of Jesus and his mother spread through this once desolate place. So today we too need to heed the words of Jesus to the apostles and Mary to St. Dominic, to always have recourse in prayer to Jesus through Mary, his mother, as we seek to put down the heresies of our day, to once again spread a new evangelization of our faith throughout a world who so desperately needs it.